This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
The 10-Minute Timeout is a mini-podcast that brings Mississippi sports stories to life. Join me, Lacey Alexander, as I learn more about the teams, athletes, staff, and programs that make our state proud. One-on-one interviews with influential playmakers paint a clear picture for listeners of how Mississippi sports inspire and energize our community. New episodes released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting app.
Welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi. Before we hit the road, let me welcome my traveling partners who keep me in the middle of the road and not on the sides of the road.
Wow.
Kamel King and Java Chapman. Y'all make sure I drive perfectly down the road.
Cheerio.
There are guidelines, and you just stay within them. That's all.
Right. I should just stay within the guidelines, but I am here. And guys, how's it going? What's going on with y'all this fine Friday?
I mean, it's going good. It's a nice sunny day. I mean, the weather is finally cooperating. It wasn't 30 degrees in the morning, 80 in the evening. It was like,
oh, it was normal all day.
Yeah, everything is normal all day. So yeah, gearing up to be a great weekend.
It is gearing up to be a great weekend. And why? Because we're here on Next Stop Mississippi. Hey, quick question, guys. Did y'all see our Funko Pop video online yesterday?
Oh my gosh. Was that so perfect, Jermaine?
I don't even know how she comes up with these things.
I mean, in her spare time, she just creates genius moves.
Oh, genius moves. They are so cute. You would like to see our Funko Pop video of our Funko Pop versions of ourselves, we're really short, but we kind of look like ourselves a little bit. Java's beard is there. Kamel's ball head is there. Kamel, in your hand, I put a king's staff.
Ah, that's what I thought that was.
And it's a stack of cash in
that
the other hand.
That describes me perfectly. A scepter and cash.
Right. Java's got headphones and a cell phone.
Yes.
Because he makes sure he got that cell phone in his hand. And then I just got headphones and a microphone. So it's super cute.
So cute, man.
Y'all go out there and look at it. Everybody liked it. Y'all go like it too. It's Jermaine Dion on Instagram if you want to do the Instagram thing. Jermaine Flood
Jermaine
on Facebook.
Dion.
Look, today though, we're heading out with our family heirlooms and antiques in hand for our first stop because why? We want to make sure we got some money going on. But we're stopping in Natchez today at MPB's Antique Showcase at the Natchez Convention Center. This is going to be held next week, May 3rd through the 4th. And in with us today, I have got the greatest trio of ladies that I have ever hung out with
life. I'm telling you. They rock. They are so much fun.
They are so much fun, and they work hard. That's the biggest thing about it. They are fun, but they make sure they get work done. I've got in the studio with me Angela Ferez. She is the MPB Foundation Director. Everybody give
AKA Miss Handle Business.
Miss Handle Business. She makes sure it all gets done. I have got none other than Lisa Lancaster, who is also with the foundation, in with us. Everybody give Lisa a round of applause. And my final roll dog, this is the one that I love hanging out with the most. I love the other two, Angela and Lisa, but Sarah Mack is in the building with us today.
I can't believe you made that declaration.
Girl.
She did.
Just like right in front of their faces.
I mean, you really kind of created a hierarchy
They're okay, but really, really, it's all about
Sarah. It's all about Sarah McLean. No offense taken, G.
That's okay. She's so much fun.
I love all you ladies equally. That's from me. You know.
Just to clear that up.
Right, exactly. Just to clear it up. But listen, I want to know, how crazy has it been planning this this episode, basically, of the Antique Showcase happening in Natchez? Angela, you first.
How crazy?
Yeah.
They're all crazy because we are on the road with you in between planning, doing all the things that you do so well, both of you. Just to say, we had a blast in Clarksdale at the Duke Joint Festival, hanging out with you two. It was much fun.
It was so much of a blast. We're talking about it 2 weeks later.
Yes.
That's how good that thing was. That's how good it was. But it really was.
You would think that this being our fourth one that we would have this down. And we do have it mostly down.
Yeah.
But there's always something that comes up. There's always
something happening.
Yeah. Right.
You know
right.
what my favorite part about it all, though, is the buzz of the people who come with yes. their yeah. treasures and things yes. like that. And when they're in there, how much fun they have when they're on camera, when they're just hanging out in the atmosphere, when they're getting excited about what it is they're going to be appraised for. Yeah. But that is my favorite part of it all. When it comes down to planning that aspect, how much fun do y'all have doing that?
It's really great. The thing I want to point out, too, is if you're listening to this, it's not too late.
Mm.
You can still okay. come and hang out and exchange stories with all the people that are there. That yeah. is the most fun. And while you do that, we have food and cocktails and drinks and just a lot of camaraderie there with
right.
all the people
yeah.
that are telling about their items.
Right.
So much fun. So please, We have room for you. We want you to come and join us.
Right.
And let me add this. If you have a group or a club that you're a part of, we have kind of a special deal for you. So they need okay. to give us a buzz and we'll talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now talk a little bit about, Lisa, what they can expect when they come. These people who are bringing in their family heirlooms and treasures, what does the day look like for them?
Well, it depends on what time they come. They can come anytime, like throughout the day. They come in, they will know when their appraisal is approximately going to be within a 2-hour schedule. So then they get to hang out. They get to watch everything be filmed. They get to have, like Angela said, good food, drinks. And then they get to watch and observe
yeah.
what's going on. And then they have their actual appraisal. And then they get to have an interview with you.
That's
oh,
right.
Man.
That's right.
How special.
I will be interviewing. I had such a blast interviewing last time when we were on the coast. But I will be interviewing everybody coming out with their family heirlooms, trying to figure out more about it. Where are they from? What's the story behind it? I mean, there were some good stories. So we had the Tina Turner painting.
Oh.
Last on the coast, yeah.
I remember that one. Tina Turner painted this picture.
Whoa.
So Tina painted this.
She signed it?
Yes.
Yes, it was signed.
Serious?
And the lady had brought it in, and it was, I don't even think she got a number because it was like unappraisable. Like,
oh, I like that word. That means cha-ching.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was an unappraisable piece, but I got to see it. I actually got to touch it. But Tina painted that photo. So there could be like things like that.
We
in the
already
mix.
Have one that's pretty. I'm not gonna give it away, but we have a basketball that's gonna be really cool.
A basketball. Okay.
It might be signed by somebody really cool.
You didn't
cool.
get it. I guess you were like, okay. His signature is on that.
I know. I don't know. Could it be Jordan's? Maybe.
You got to come to see.
Lisa's not going to tell me.
Right.
Sarah Mack, what's one of the craziest items maybe you've
Sarah
seen?
Mack.
I knew she was going to do that. Look at her
Those
face.
Those eyes got
Look at her
big
face.
As saucers.
Lisa.
You knew that was going to happen, right, Sarah Mack?
They kind of put me on the spot. I didn't think I was going to be talking about it too much. But I think probably it was season 2. We had a painting come in for Columbus, Mississippi. And I think it was maybe in the 70s. And it had UFOs, something in the background.
It was a very odd looking
yeah,
picture.
Yeah, it was very strange. And I think it was appraised for $33,000.
So.
Yeah.
And who's writing the check?
And we thought $5 for
yeah,
sure when we saw this thing come
you
in.
You thought $5.
Like, it was a very strange looking thing, and we weren't sure. And then she was very nonchalant. We were like, how much? And she goes, oh, just 33. And we were like, ma'am? What? And she was like, yeah, just 33. Okay, bye. And then she literally just picked it up and left. And we were like, no, come back. Let's get an interview. Let's
serious?
Get pictures.
Yeah.
She was on the way to sell it.
Yeah, she was
she
like, I gotta go. Y'all gotta get out of my way.
Right.
Too fun. What about the vampire killing kit?
Oh, wow.
Excuse
that
me?
Was
Lisa?
So fun.
What?
Lisa and the vampire killing kit was fun.
That was fun. It was fun to do that.
Yeah.
That was a parody. I mean, it was just to put some fun
into
the
it.
Show.
Yeah.
And,
but
so
it,
one of the appraisers had a real vampire killing kit from the 1800s. These things were apparently popular back then when people thought
yeah, you needed to get rid
right.
of them.
Yeah. And so he was going to go
wow.
sell it. And we just put it on there just kind of for fun, you
right.
know. But he said it appraised for like $10,000.
Wow.
It was $9,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
Yes.
See, he had that was the not gun the first one the, he had sold.
See, yeah.
That's not the first one he had.
They're
had.
A thing,
right? Yeah. You've got unappraisable. Whoa. You got unappraisable. You've got 33,000. You've got 10,000.
Yeah,
I mean, if
before
you,
they made Lego kits, they were selling vampire kits to kids and in the 1800s.
You make him bring an 1800 Lego kit in and get some money
Boom,
off of
I
that.
Like that.
Listen, I've got one of my favorite people on the line. I want to bring her in because she had a high appraisal for an item that she had brought to, which one, our Jackson?
Jackson, yeah, the first series.
The first series. This is Brenda Ferguson. She is the senior marketing consultant with Logo Store USA, and she is on the line with us. Miss Brenda, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi again. I love having you on.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Wonderful, fun people doing.
We're doing good, Miss Brenda. I miss you.
I know. We need to get together soon.
We do. You know me and you always have fun. Miss Brenda, listen.
Always.
I want
always.
To know the whole story about your appraisal and what the appraisal was for.
Well, it was a music box that was also a photo album. And it was on the bottom. It had a date of 1812. And the music box still worked. And it played a tune down around the farm. And it was written on the bottom of the music box. Mm-hmm. And it's probably, I don't know, it's probably like an 8x11 size. And on the inside is a lot of, like, professional made photos from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually used it as a photo album.
Where'd you find it? Where'd you luck up on this music box, Miss Brenda?
I was dating a guy in the 90s, and his dad.
All right, Miss Brenda.
And he had been. And listen, his dad had been married 4 times, and I think this was one of the third wife's music box. It was just in a closet, and we were cleaning out, and I was just amazed at this because of the imprint on the top. Yeah. Since I'm in the imprinting business. It was a lithograph imprint.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, I said, oh, I love that. And he said, you want it? And I said, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right, let me have
it. Condom out of it.
I've had it for 30 years, and I kept thinking, oh, I bet that's really worth something. I bet that's worth $1,000 or more. Well, I was right. It was worth a lot more, though.
Wow. What was that? So, what was that appraisal number, Miss Brenda? Do you mind giving it
she
out?
She said, "None of your business."
I'd love to tell you, 15,000 to 20,000.
Okay.
So,
get it appraised. I mean, get it insured for 20.
Okay.
So, and my first question was, well, who will buy it?
Right.
Where can I go sell it?
Exactly.
Right, right. So that is the question. Angela, where do they go after they leave us?
Well, they can speak with their appraiser about getting with them later and getting that official. And some of our appraisers can take it to an auction or put it in an estate sale or that kind of thing. They can get with the appraiser about getting a written appraisal. That's after our thing. That's like dealing with them on their own,
right?
Because these are professional appraisers. But with that appraisal, then they can sell it. They can auction it. They can put it in an estate sale, whatever they want to do after that. Mm-hmm. But this is a starting point for them to know whether they have something really valuable or not.
Right. Miss Brenda, what's the fate of this music box?
What's the state of it?
No, the fate or the state. Yeah, but the fate.
The fate of it is it will eventually get sold. Nick Clark was the appraisal person.
Okay.
And God bless his soul. And anyway, he told me that I could contact some antique dealers, maybe in New Orleans, that might be interested. And I did call a couple of them, but they were getting other items in, and they weren't interested in it. But one of them did tell me to contact the auction house in New Orleans.
Okay. Okay.
So I haven't done that yet. I still have it. It's in safekeeping.
Brenda, come to Natchez. We have the owner of one of the Crescent City Gallery from New Orleans that will be one of our appraisers, Adam Lambert.
Oh, is that right? That's great.
Plus, you can come see me, Miss Brenda.
And us, too.
And us, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Wow. Brenda gave much more of a... Brenda gave much more of a polished answer than I would have. You'd ask me what the fate is. It's on Facebook Marketplace
right now.
And eBay.
You can go pick
can
it
I
up.
Give you the listing?
I don't think people on Facebook Marketplace are looking for $20,000 music boxes.
You're right. You're right. They're looking for drills.
Miss Brenda, thank you.
Deals.
Yeah, they're looking for deals. Miss Brenda, thank you so much. And just good luck with your music box.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you for calling us. Now, Miss Angela, tell everybody what they need to know when they, how to get in touch with you all, how to get into this next Natchez Antiques Showcase May 3rd through the 4th.
So there are several ways. You can phone our toll-free number and speak with someone at our call center, and that's 1-877-874-6874, or they can visit us at mpbonline.org, and there's a banner there they can click to purchase those tickets online, or they can just phone us here at the office and we'll be happy to help them
out.
And that is 601-432-6565. So there are several ways. Just do one of them.
Right. Hey, Lisa, was there still an experience getaway attached to this?
There is. For $3.99, you can come and you can have a one-night stay at either a casino or a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
And then that will include two tickets and the normal... Everything else that goes on.
Oh, for $3.99?
For you, Camille. For you, Camille.
Move that decimal.
Just for you.
Move the decimal
but
point.
But, Jermaine, I want to bring out one other thing. When you donate and get this ticket,
right,
you also receive a year membership to MPB.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Wow. And that includes Passport, our streaming service, our fine-tuning guide every month, the events that we offer, and all the other things that go along with our member benefits.
That's a steal.
So let's talk about some of those perks. So, of course, the appraisals are filmed for MPB's original Mississippi Antique Showcase TV program. And if you're a fan of that TV program, you will be featured on there. You will have your face on there, and then they'll be able to see your item being appraised. What you got, Angela?
I wanted to say that we got Nielsen ratings in this week from February.
Okay.
And Mississippi Antique Showcase was rated number 5 overall on MPB TV.
Most watched program. That's awesome.
So come to our... Now they want us to get extra episodes in Natchez so we can have 8 episodes of this highly rated TV show on MPB TV.
That's great.
I love it. I had a friend of mine call me when she saw me interviewing one of the people on there. She was like, girl, you were on this TV. And I'm like, yeah, I was interviewing those people. So everybody watches it. That's what I want to say. Everybody watches this show. And then each ticket includes, again, entry for filming, food and beverages, a year-long membership to MPB, which is a perk. You get so many great things there. And your item appraisal, of course, and then again, the experience getaway. So if you do that extra donation, that includes two tickets to the event, plus a one-night stay with extras in a local bed and breakfast or casino. So this is awesome. Mm-hmm. That's how we roll the red carpet out.
One more thing, Jermaine. If someone doesn't have an item they want to bring, it's really an experience just to observe this. So we have an observation ticket as well. And we've moved a lot of those. There are people that just want to sit and watch because we have two sets going all the time. It's really something to, an experience just to watch.
Right.
So if you don't have an item, come and just watch, eat, drink. And be merry.
That's right. Get your ticket today. If you want more information, of course, you can do what Angela said, or you can go to our events page. It's all out there. But Angela, Lisa, Sarah Mack, and Miss Brenda, I thank you all so much for joining us here on Next Stop Mississippi.
Thank you. Love y'all.
See y'all at the Mississippi. Mississippi Antique Showcase Snatches. You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. I'm Jermaine Flood, in with my traveling partners, Kamel King, with Visit Mississippi and Java Chatman. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey. What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. Guess what's going on with me this weekend, though?
I know you were writing with the intros of a pen, and that's...
It fell apart.
What's going on with
it? It fell apart. The whole pen fell apart. But I am hosting the Epic Funk concert at Howlin' Mouse tomorrow night.
That's going to be great.
You want to know what they gave me?
What they give you?
They gave a tambourine, and
she's
a hand.
In the band, Kamel.
It's a hand tambourine. I am in the band.
You better make sure you do that right. Don't be messing up the flow.
I know. I told them I'm a little
off beat.
God dog it. And they said, well, you could just catch up. I was like, well, I hope I don't mess up. Because, and then the small one was harder. I got a big one when we were practicing. Because I've been to band practice twice this week.
You went to band practice?
Twice.
She's in the band, Kamel.
I am in the band.
Look at that.
I've been at band practice. Wow. I went Sunday and Wednesday night. Band practice until sometimes 11. Like, this is band practice.
With a tambourine?
With my tambourine and a microphone, basically. But I've done band practice.
Outfit. Uh-huh. I hope you have an outfit.
Oh, Miss Mona. An outfit is an understatement.
A sequin bodysuit is what I suspect.
It's going to be
all
awesome.
About the outfit.
Yes, it is. And I've got the shoes and everything to go along with it, Miss Mona.
That's funny.
But it is going to be Saturday night, Howlin' Mouse, Epic Funk, the best brass band that you have ever heard of in your life. We are going to be out there 7 p.m. And then next week, Epic Funk is going to be performing in New Orleans. So, I mean, they've got a real thing. I won't be at this gig. I will not be at the New Orleans gig.
Oh, you're not on the road?
Because I'll be on the road at the Mississippi Antiques Showcase in Natchez.
Gotcha.
So
Booked and busy,
mm-hmm. But I will be on their tour one day, and I will be down in New Orleans partying it up with Epic Funk Brass Band.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. So everybody, if you'd like to go out to that, that's what's happening tomorrow night at Howlin' Mouse. But in with us right now, I have got none other than our friend, Miss Mona Nichols, Executive Director for the USA IBC. She is in with us today. Miss Mona, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Yes,
I always have fun here.
Yeah, and you're like family now. You just come on, you just hang out, sit down, chat with us. So we love it. But you are here to let us know about everything that has to do with the USA IBC Run for the Roses party held at Kennington. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Kennington Mansion, Saturday, May 4th.
That's right. You know, that's the big day. It's the quickest race in history, but it's the most intense.
Right.
When all those beautiful horses get out of the gate and take off, and we watch it at this party. And, you know, everybody draws a number, and they have a horse that they root for, and we're doing all sorts of derby games, and it's such a fun.
Y'all coming in the hats? Why you asked about my outfit? What you got planned?
Oh, we got the hats. I have like so many hats over the years. I've collected them, and for a short time I had a convertible, so that made me even have more hats.
Right.
So I have many to choose from. If you need to borrow one,
okay, I will. Yes. I will need to borrow one, Miss Mona. But yeah, let us know all about what they can expect. There's going to be derby games. There's going to be delicious food. What all is going on?
Delicious food. Our volunteers do our food. So it is always, we pride ourselves in having the best food. We have a spread with salmon, smoked salmon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's delicious. Of course, there are foods that are, you know, indicative and famous in Kentucky with the Kentucky Derby. Benedictine spread, which here is basically a cucumber sandwich,
okay,
you know, with the cream cheese and the cucumbers, delicious, and bourbon balls. And, of course, it would not be a Kentucky Derby without the mint julep.
and we serve them in real glasses.
Oh, and they're really
glasses.
Good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I know about that one.
And it's a bluegrass concert, too, so we have the accumulators playing. So and if you haven't seen this home, it was a private residence for many years. And Kennington was a department store downtown.
Okay.
And that was before my time.
Wow.
It was a great place. Yeah. You know, downtown used to have the Emporium and all sorts of things. Okay. It was a bustling place. Still is, really, but not
Come
with
on,
department
Belhaven.
Stores.
Come on,
yeah.
Belhaven.
So the owners of that department store, this was their home. And it's been through several owners, but recently Sarah Story, who was she was with the Arts Commission.
Yeah.
Executive director.
Right. They bought this home and they've renovated it. It is gorgeous. Very pretty. And they brought it back to the style of Kennington's. So that you will find, believe it or not, beautiful hats from Kennington's on the walls decorated, and shoes and hat boxes and everything from that actual store. So it's really something to see.
Right.
I just absolutely love it. So I can't wait to have our fun party there.
Love this.
Mona, you know, last time you shared a little bit about yourself and your background. You have such a colorful past. Tell our listeners who didn't hear the last interview just your past and what you've done. It's so wonderful.
Well, goodness, what did I say?
All the best things about yourself.
Well,
you did good.
You know, I grew up on a farm, and I was a country girl, and I guess I still am at heart, but I was taught to dance really by my parents and babysitters, and I loved dancing. And so I went on and took dance my entire life from my dance teacher in Vicksburg, Deborah Franco, and she's still, to me, the best. And she really inspired the love of dance. And I thought I wanted to be like a professional dancer, but then I figured out I really wasn't that good as I thought I was. And I needed to make some money to pay back those loans.
Oh,
so I went to work in the corporate world for 25 years, but I had always volunteered for the International Ballet Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so fun to be a part of that. It is just amazing. It's so exciting. And when all those dancers come here from all over the world, and do y'all know that in 2027, when our next competition, we will celebrate our 50th anniversary. So it's going to be a big event.
It's a big deal.
It's going to be a big deal. So it'll be the 13th time that Jackson has hosted it. And, you know, it's so important to Mississippi and so important to Jackson. The economic impact that's generated from it, according to Visit Jackson, was over $48 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. Amazing,
that's,
right?
That's a whole dent. That's a whole dent. Right. So, that's a whole dent.
You know, it's a two-week event. So, and they get here a week before that. So, really, three weeks. So, all those people are here. You can imagine. They're shopping and spending the night in our hotels and downtown is happening.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
I love how you meld basically your two loves. One, you grew up on a farm and then you became a dancer. And now you're the executive director of IBC and we're hosting this derby party.
Right. And you know, you have to do what you love. And I love Jackson. And so when people ask, I have to raise all the money too. So when I go out and they're like, well, I don't know about ballet, you know, but I'm like, well, do you love where you live? This supports our community. It puts us on the world map.
It does.
So
certainly.
It's very important.
Because IBC only happens where else?
It happens in Moscow, Russia, Varna, Bulgaria, and also Helsinki, Finland.
And Jackson, Mississippi.
And guess which one's the favorite to the dancers?
Which?
They all want to dance Jackson.
Wow.
They want to dance
Jackson. They choose here.
Yeah,
that's
they
awesome.
Choose here. You know why? The Southern hospitality.
There you go.
That is awesome.
And our food.
Oh, it's addictive.
Like, they've never had a hush puppy before.
Oh,
they've
goodness.
Never had a, you know, they love our food.
Right.
And our volunteers are so important. The Friends of the IBC are the host of this party, and they are our volunteers. They help raise money. The Friends not only raise money, you know, for the IBC, but they are also the major benefactor of our City Dance program. City Dance has been in existence for now 22 years.
Right.
And it's a after school program where we have Jackson Public School children ages 7 to 12 years old. We provide free ballet lessons for them.
Awesome.
And our goal is to inspire the love of the arts.
Yes.
So cute.
And we really made it happen. This summer, we had a young lady work for us who started out as a young child, 7 years old, in the City Dance program, went on to APAC, then went on to University of Southern Mississippi and graduated in dance. Wow. And then she came and worked for us as the assistant administrator of our dance school during the competition. And now she's dancing professionally for
that.
The New Orleans Pelicans. So we did it
look
right.
At
yes,
that.
Y'all did do it right. I was a ballet dancer. I would have never danced professionally for the New Orleans Pelicans. They would have just put me on the corner somewhere. But listen, this year's 2024 Derby is special, and it's because of its 150th renewal of what is described as the greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Right.
Talk about that. Whoa. A little bit.
Well, the race only lasts 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. You know,
that's about all I could give myself right there. Yeah.
I give you a flat, hard.
Yeah.
It's a whole workup all day long. Wow. You got the party, you got the food, you got the drinks, and then 2 minutes is over with. So
nice. My kind of race.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Ms. Mona, if you can, let everybody know where they can get more information about the IBC Run for the Roses party.
Well, you can go to usaibc.com, just right there on our homepage. If you scroll down, there's a button you can push, and you can buy a ticket ahead of time. Or you can just come to the party, which is at 1020 Carlisle Street, to that big, beautiful home, and party right there.
Right.
And it's $100 a ticket for an adult person over the age of 35.
Okay.
But we have young professional prices for 21 to 35 years old of $50 a ticket. And that's a deal because we got music, we've got delicious food, we've got, you know, games. Get dressed up because we're going to have best dressed and best hat
right.
prizes right. and all sorts of fun
awesome.
Things.
Now, funds from the Derby Party will also support the USA IBC City Dance Program, which provides tuition-free after-school ballet lessons to Jackson Public School students. So, awesome way to give back. On that. Mona, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know more about it. And thank Kamel for lasting longer than 2 minutes in this interview with you.
I can run for 2 minutes really hard, and then that's all I got.
Y'all stick around. If you're listening to Next Top Mississippi, I'm learning my right from my left today.
I know, that was funny.
Are they on? Are your headphones on right now?
Right. I looked at the left and then I said, which side is that?
It doesn't
on
it
my
didn't
body,
feel right.
On my body.
See, it didn't feel right.
It didn't feel right. Y'all, welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi. We are having a fun time. You already know where you're at. You're at the funnest show in the world
funnest.
On Fridays. It's the funnest.
Funnest.
The funnest fun that we have here.
Or is it most fun?
Yeah.
Or funniest.
It's the
between the hours of 10 and 11 on MPB Think Radio.
Yes.
It's the funnest.
It's the funnest. Right. That's right, John.
Any other and time, it's more fun.
Yeah.
That's what Boss said.
That's right.
That's what Boss said. Listen, I am glad to have in the building with me right now because I have so many memories and current memories of Midtown District in Jackson, Mississippi. It's such an art district. It's such a district where people can go and be themselves. It's a district where you can go and you can find resources. And it's a district that I've just loved for years and years and years. This year, though, they're celebrating the district with MidFest 2024. This is going to be happening Saturday, May 4th, 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. And in to tell us more about everything that's going on, including a musical performance by none other than DJ Java.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
That guy's a celebrity.
He is a celebrity. He is. And he is on this team as well. So boom. I'm glad that he is here. But in the building with us, well, two things. I've got two people on with us right now. Right now, I'd like to introduce Roderick Redd. He is the president of the BAM Association. It's the Business Association of Midtown. And he's also the engineer and the innovator of Redd Squared.
I think that's correct.
Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay,
you did.
Good.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for coming on. I am glad to have you here. You're like the man who runs everything, and you're like quiet in a corner somewhere.
Well, you know, I'm busy working, so yeah. That's what we're doing. You know,
yeah.
Trying to keep busy and keep it moving, but we're super excited about Midtown and everything that's happening over there.
So. Right. Also on the line with us, we have Peyton, and Peyton, I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to chop the last name up. You ready?
She's going to chop it up.
And then Peyton, I want you to, you know, get me right, but.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Lane Gang.
Let's hear it.
Lane
yep.
Gang.
On the money. You got it.
Bam.
Wow.
Bam. Lane Gang.
That's like one out of 76 times.
It okay. is one out of 76, but everybody gets a win sometimes.
You got that one.
And I got a win today. He is the Midtown Depot General Manager. Peyton, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi.
We love wins. Thank you so much for having me on, Jermaine.
Thank y'all both for coming on today. I want to know, one, I want to start with you, Roderick, about MidFest 2024, the passion behind why you all wanted to put this together.
Yeah, so MidFest is like our annual festival event we've been doing for over a decade now over in Midtown. And so we do two events as an organization, the president of which I am, the Business Association of Midtown. We do MidFest, which is in the summer, and then we do holiday studio tours, which is during the holiday season.
Right.
And so during the studio tours, we like to showcase, you know, our artists, the businesses in Midtown, show up to studios. And in the summertime, we just like to have a big old party. And
yeah.
So we always do it. MidFest is always in the middle of May in Midtown. Mm. And we just like to have music, food, and just try to bring people to the neighborhood to hang out with us, to see some good art, and just have some good times.
Man. Right.
So
BAM is a family.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And we're glad to have, you know, Midtown Depot and all the great businesses in Midtown. Prairie River Glass, our partners with Midtown Partners, and Millsaps College, and just everybody. And this year we're partnering again with the Magnolia Sunset Markets, who brings their awesome vendors and helps us do this thing every year. And so the past few years we partnered with them, and it's been a fantastic event.
Yeah. Awesome, Roger. Awesome.
I'd love to know about your background. I'd love when guests come on and not only talk about the enterprising that they're doing now, but how they got here. Where are you from? What have you done? And what led you up to now leading, you know, this organization?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, went up to Murray High School.
All right. All right.
1400 Murray Drive.
Oh, yeah, okay, Java.
Yeah.
And I went down to college, though. I went to college at USM, so University of Southern Mississippi. Came back and started my business back in 2012. So actually this month I'll be in business 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, so I started my company, and I wasn't in Midtown initially. I started my company and I was doing it out of South Jackson. My uncle has a car lot. Shout out to my uncle, Fred. Uncle Ricky, Southside Auto, on 55. Mm-hmm. That's where Red Square started. I moved into Midtown in 2014, and I became the business association president maybe 2016, 2017.
Okay.
And so I've been on for a while now. I took over for Adrian Dominic, and it's been great, man. We
awesome.
You know, Midtown's changed my life. You know, it helped elevate my business. You know, when I first started my company, it was just me. Now I've got a great team, about four people on my team, and, you know, we've been able to grow and been able to kind of help Midtown and Jackson kind of just, you know, try to see its full potential.
Mm-hmm. Talk about Red Squared. What is that all about? Let everybody know about that.
Yeah, so Red Squared is my company. It's a full service video production company in Jackson. So we do commercials, documentary films, specialize in those, and we just, you know, we do high quality video. And so we work with everyone from government agencies to advertising agencies to small businesses, big businesses. We're big here in the Jackson metro area. Mm-hmm. We're branching out. We're trying to be more regional. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of clients in Atlanta and New Orleans as well. So we're excited about what we're doing.
Right, right.
That's when you got to buy that expensive equipment.
You got all the HDs.
Yeah. Right.
You've got all of them. Listen, so Made in Midtown, I've seen these stickers, these logos popping up everywhere. People post them. I think I've seen them on a light post before. But Made in Midtown is a brand that's created to promote the growing businesses and creative culture that exist in the Midtown neighborhood. And one of those businesses, Roderick, is the Midtown Depot. Mm-hmm. And on with us is Peyton Langang. I got it right.
Why you gonna say it like that? You got it right. Now you putting all extensions in his last name and everything. She get one name right, John, and now she's want to make it a song.
Good. She's feeling good.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little twang on it.
There you go.
That's right, Peyton. Okay, listen. Peyton, thank you again for coming on with us. Talk about your love for, one, Midtown, and then the Midtown Fest. And then I want to know all about Midtown Depot. I mean, it's all Midtown, especially now.
Yeah, definitely. Midtown, the community is awesome. The people there are awesome. I've been very blessed to be a part of Elseworks and to be able to work with not only the Depot, but other projects we have going on in the neighborhood. And it's just been a really fulfilling journey so far this past year. It's been really fun. And so MidFest is going to be a great event next Saturday. This will be my first MidFest I'll be able to go to.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of good music, good food. I saw Chef Phillips going to be there, my guy, always cooking up something good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time, just a good community day, I think. And then we will be hosting an after party at the Depot from 6 to 9. And we will be working with Skinny Burgers. And they'll be serving their smash burgers there. They like to call it fat flavor smash burgers.
Okay.
And it's definitely got some flavor to it.
Awesome. So Midtown Depot, Art and Beer Garden. We were talking before, Peyton, about maybe it being a little shift in the Art and Beer Garden aspect of Midtown Depot, correct?
Yes, ma'am. So recently, yeah. So we had a live mural and tap takeover event with Gavin Bird. He's a pretty well-known mural artist in the community. And so he did a really cool live mural on one of our shipping containers, and it was a red-tailed hawk. And so that'll be completed over three events sometime in the next year. But, we're really trying to bring more of an art aspect to the Depot, and so it's been really cool to make that happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody wanted to use the Depot, how can they do that? Where do they go to get more information about Midtown Depot?
Yeah, definitely. So you can actually go to our website, and this is something that our team has developed this past year, and it is just MidtownDepotJXN.com. And basically, if you're interested in, trying to rent out the Depot for a private event, you can go there and fill out our reservation form, and I would get back to you in the next day with a quote and all that good stuff and basically what we offer. And so, yeah, that's kind of we pivoted to a private event venue model this past year. So that's been going really well for us. And another big thing we've been doing is just a lot of renovations to the space. We've put down turf, put up a new fence that looks really professional. We've redone a lot of our furniture, deck, stage, all that good stuff. So we're really excited for the events that we're going to be hosting soon.
Right. Peyton, we can still drink beer, though, at the Midtown Depot, correct?
That's what she's concerned about.
Okay. Right.
I would be, too, and 100% you can.
That is awesome. That is amazing. That's nice.
Jermaine, you know I'm a name person. With a name like what he has.
Langang.
Yeah. Of course you were going to tell you.
We definitely do some beer drinking there.
Look, with a name like that, he was never going to be meant to, be living out of cold storage space or something like that.
No.
He was meant to be successful with that name.
Langang? Langang?
She's dancing. It's a song.
Peyton, mean, we love it. We love all of it. Okay, let's do a business shout out little section here. Peyton, other than, of course, your favorite one in the Midtown District, Midtown Depot, give me another one, business shout out that you enjoy in the Midtown Art District.
Definitely. Pearl River Glass is awesome. They make some really cool glass and all that, like artwork.
Ooh, whoa. That's really, that is my thing, too. If you are a fan of glass blowing, watch Blown Away on Netflix. I've watched every single season of this, and I love to see people blow glass.
And this has been Jermaine's really Netflix cool. recommendation of the week.
Yes, this is my Netflix recommendation of the week.
Wow.
So thank you. Thank you for that, Peyton.
Great show.
Roderick, what's one of the businesses you shout out other than Red Squared?
Well, you know, I'm the president, so I can't get caught up, you know, trying to favorite.
You got to be political, baby.
Do you have the list of them?
Yeah. But no, I'm going to give you a couple. So one of them is Coffee Pros. Midtown Original.
And he's got the cup in his hand.
He does.
Coffee, man. So we love Coffee Pros. It's Midtown's coffee shop. And we're also located, they also got a location in Highland Village as well.
Okay.
But the main one is in Midtown. It started in Midtown. So shout out to Coffee Pros.
Okay.
And he shout out Pearl River Glass. Let me see. Nuts is huge. And I love and Jack Nuts. Zen. You know, those are great. You know, you want to come and get some deals on some clothes and toys and all types of stuff. And also you can donate your old stuff. It's a fantastic.
Nice use
they
things
got a
for
lot
sale.
Of stuff in there too.
Nice good use things.
And for the listeners who don't live in Jackson, explain what the radius of Midtown is.
Oh yeah.
So Midtown is basically between the streets of Woodrow Wilson and Fortification, kind of right before you get to downtown. On the other side is the railroad tracks that get you over to Megger Evers, and on the front end is West Street. So it's kind of in that little square. It's a nice little square box, but we're basically right around the corner from Fondren, you know, right down the street from Veterans Memorial Stadium. And so we're in the middle of town. We're in the mid. This is a great location, and I live in Midtown as well. Like, my home is around the corner from my studio. So we, I'm 2 seconds from downtown, 2 seconds from the coolest, you know, district in Jackson, Fondren, and then, not too long from anywhere. So,
it's a great walking district, too, and they keep definitely. It very artsy feeling and looking.
Yeah, we got a couple statues around there, and, I love Midtown. Like I said, I live there. My office is there. My son goes to daycare there, at the Little Sam. Shout out to Little Sam, too, Little Sam Montessori School.
That's awesome.
Look, you better give him a shout out.
You better shout out.
Time out today.
they make my life so much easier. Nice. So, yes, shout out to Little Sam.
That's awesome. Java, what's one of the businesses you like out there?
Well, I'm a fan of Adrienne Dominique. She has her studio there, and it's just, you know, it's always fun to participate in the Midfest. This is, I think, my second or third year, because I always kind of come with the Magnolia Sunset Markets, and it's a good time. It's a great time to come out. The weather's going to be great. It's just outside fun, family. You know, I'm all about that kind of non-rigmarole and ruckus events.
Yeah, you know like what he said.
Oh, there you go again. You know, how old are you again?
He turned 40 this year, and he started saying rigmarole and ruckus on the regular.
I mean, you know, it's a ruckus-free event, real family-friendly, so yeah, come out.
No, and rigmarole-free also.
No rigmarole at all.
In case you guys were wondering that.
At all. So, musical performances, of course, by DJ Java, the council, that's the Midtown Public Charter School Drumline, Mr. Fluid and Fifth Child.
Mr. Fluid. Oh, my guys.
Marketplace Vendors by Magnolia Sunsets. Made in Midtown Culinary Offerings. We talked about it a little bit. Nick Wallace Culinary. And Chef Philip Brown as well. Coffee Pros. That's what we just talked about as well. And then North Shore Specialty Coffee. And then there will be beer for sale at Jack Zen. And you can drink some beer at Midtown Depot.
That's a fantastic one. Yeah, shout out Nick Wallace, too. That's our resident celebrity over at Midtown, man. We love Nick.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. I love it. If people wanted more information, Roderick, about BAM, that's the Business Association of Midtown, where can they go?
Man, you can check out our website on Business Association of Midtown.com, I think.
Okay.
But all of our information is on Facebook. Mm. So look us up on Facebook. Midtown Jackson on Facebook. All the
y'all,
things we share. And it's not just BAM on Midtown. It's the Neighborhood Association. It's all the Midtown partners, all that good stuff.
So. Listen, anybody remember Seven?
Oh, man.
Loved it.
Seven Arts Cafe.
Loved it.
Man, what?
That's the inside. You got to search that. Yeah, you got to search for those stories. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a great trip today. I want to thank y'all, Roderick Redd, for coming on with me right now. Peyton Lane Gang.
Peyton Lane Gang.
Peyton Lane Gang. For coming on talking about MidFest 2024. Also, thank you to Angela, Lisa, Sarah Mack for talking about the Mississippi Antique Showcase, and Mona Nichols with the IBC Derby Party. For more information about these and other events around your neck of the woods, visit us on mpbonline.org. For Java Chapman, Kamel King with Visit Mississippi, I'm Jermaine Flood, producer. Stay tuned for Southern Remedy for Women and join us next Friday at 10 a.m. for another great trip here on Next Stop Mississippi.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.